Jason Moon is the Public Information Officer for the Office of Financial and Insurance Regulation. Jason, how are you?
Good morning, Tony.
The OFIR has suspended the license of American Medical and Life Insurance Company, and they've worked with a lot of folks, a lot of Michiganders, as a matter of fact. Tell us about this story.
Well, we conducted an investigation. This is a New York company, and what we did was we suspended their insurance license and ordered them, along with 29 other affiliated organizations, to cease and desist from all the activities they were doing in violations of the Michigan's insurance code. They have about 2,500 policies in place, and these policies are all limited benefit policies, so they do not provide the same level of coverage as a typical comprehensive policy. They're marketed sometimes as cancer-only policies or specific disease policies. They have higher coinsurance, higher deductibles, and things like that. So we wanted to make sure that consumers, one, knew what policies they bought from this company, and two, let them know if they have any questions, they can give us a call on our toll-free line, 877-999-6442.
All right. They're called American Medical and Life Insurance Company. Did you receive complaints about them? And tell us what they were doing wrong.
Well, yes, we have received a number of complaints, and we noticed during the course of our investigation that they had also entered into settlement agreements with five other states, including their home state of New York. What we found is that they were allowing unlicensed and unappointed insurance agents to sell these plans to Michigan consumers, and that was for probably about the last 5 years. They were also selling unapproved plans that they needed to file with our office. And they were even conducting business without a license prior to becoming licensed in 2008. So they were selling policies by agents who were not properly trained. And we want to make sure consumers fully understand what a limited benefit plan is.
And explain that for us.
Yeah, limited plans, they are insurance products that with reduced benefits intended to supplement a comprehensive plan. So they're not intended to be a complete alternative to them. And again, they may be marketed as a specific disease plan. They typically don't provide the same level of coverage, and they cover fewer types of medical expenses. They have higher copays, higher deductibles, and consumers just need to fully understand what a limited plan is. And we were just concerned that they were sold these plans by agents who may not have been properly trained or educated.
Well, it sounds like they may have been just solicitors, if you will, callers trying to find people, and basically people who are selling these services need to be licensed and educated. And their companies need to get with you and make sure that the business that they're doing is legitimate and legal.
Yeah, and that those requirements are all in place to ensure that consumers are protected. You know, companies, agents, products, they all need to be properly licensed and approved by our agency.
All right, and if folks want more information about this, where can they go, Jason?
Well, we have a toll-free consumer hotline, 877-999-6442. You'll get a live person between 8 and 5 during the week, and they can answer any question on any healthcare topic.
Jason, we appreciate you. Enjoy your weekend.
Anytime. Thank you, Tony.